Hey, podcasters, welcome to the edition of The Thing That We Do Each Day.
There's some words that are spoken and sense that's made.
We went blonde. I mean, I went blonde.
You went blonde.
I just became the queen. We dyed our hairs blonde. We don't talk about that. Hallie got a voucher for a haircut.
That's right. There's a lot of haircuts.
So much hair stuff today. Oh, you're a magpie whisperer. My daughter's a magpie whisperer.
That's right.
Casey Donovan was going to be on the show, but she stood us up, we suspect, because she was out with Dane Swan and Chris Smith last night.
Yeah, Casey is still MIA.
Social media will bring you down. That's it. So enjoy the pod. Thank you so much for downloading us. We really appreciate it. We think this is probably the best way to listen to us, but don't tell Jace I said that. He doesn't listen to the podcast. He doesn't know.
Don't they put ads into it anyway?
Not our podcast ads, though. We're sorry about the ads. That's not us.
Like, it's not us.
We wouldn't even put us in our podcast. It was up
to
us.
We don't get any more money for it.
We don't get nothing. I mean, we get paid pretty well.
Yeah, we do all right.
Yeah, we do all right. Thanks, guys, and we'll hear you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
It's the radio show that's totes profesh.
We're just warming up, guys.
Yep.
Don't worry about it.
Take a run up.
We will have this.
Come December, we're going to be fire and hot.
Great. Guess who signed their contracts and they can't fire us now.
I suck it.
That knows how to deliver a religious experience.
30 seconds when I see humpback whale, I'm like, God exists. And then they go back under the water and they go, oh.
He's gone.
Is that?
No.
Hosted by two people who admit to all sorts of stuff.
Hand up.
Put your hand down.
Oh, I'm a very hairy. Anyway,
and
sorry.
This is
the Ambrosiano Radio Show
with Holly Bree.
Good morning, dickheads.
Hello.
Hello.
What's happening?
Did you yawn as we went to bed?
I was just doing that big dumb face.
Yeah, okay.
Fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
You know, big smile. You do it at 6 a.m. You're like, yeah, this makes sense. Why am I up?
Okay, you need to stop questioning that. It's nearly been a year.
I'll never stop.
10 months in. We have a show to perform for you today, you guys. 3 hours of performing. Casey Donovan's going to be in studio, which is great. My daughter has become queen of the magpies. We have alpha bucks. I have blonde hair.
Yes, that is correct. It's the real thing.
It's all happening. You and I have never looked more alike in our lives. I just took your headshot to a hairdresser and said, do this.
Single white female, ladies and gentlemen.
I can grow the mustache, God knows. But before we get cracking.
Oh. G'day, Dolly.
Oh, hey, guys. Oh, God. I'm just Sam Cartman out, and here I am. Don't you see that M? I saw her in the hallway. She's got blonde hair now. She's trying to look like Dolly.
That's right.
Here's my words of wisdom for the day. Did you know Miley Cyrus has released a new album, and one of the tracks has Dolly talking at the start, and it sounds like M. It's amazing. Yeah.
That's weird.
She does a really good
job.
Sound
like you, Dolly.
No, it just sounds like M. Okay. Right. Sometimes my mouth is a little too big and a little too open and sounds a little too much like a sailor. Do with that as you will. I had one of those days yesterday.
Yeah? Which one?
Look, you know, as a busy working mum.
Yes.
Sometimes you just wake up. You flat out. And you just wake up feeling a bit gross. I'm echoing and it's driving me crazy. Has someone got their headphones turned up?
Oh, yeah, you echo in your ears.
It's driving me crazy.
It's making me happier.
And so I decided I was going to dye my hair blonde. Now, this is the thing that people do. You do. I don't know if it's a woman thing, but I just wanted to make a drastic change to jolt myself. I'm getting the flu. I'm back from holidays and all that.
Yeah, blah, blah.
So I am.
So you went blonde.
I'm an Italian girl in denial.
Yes.
And I went blonde. I am a blonde-haired person.
You've gone
today.
Full Madonna.
I've gone. My blonde ambition has been realised, Harley. And I just don't know why people feel like I want their opinion on my hair. And this is what I want to talk about. Like,
oh, okay.
I posted a picture up because, you know, that's what I do. I'm a social media whore. And I blocked the comments on Instagram, but you can't block the comments on Facebook. And I put my picture up.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good. And then people are like, I prefer your brunette. I'm like, do you, mate? Shut up. I don't want people's opinions on my hair colour. I was just having a moment. I was just having a day.
I'll ask you this. Why do you put it up there?
Because people are going to comment anyway because we put up 9,000,000 videos a day. And I was just trying to get ahead of the curve.
Yep.
Just trying to say, yes, guys, I'm acknowledging I've changed my hair colour. Probably only be for a few days. You know what I'm like.
Yep.
So I just thought I'd get it out there. And
I
then,
get that, mate. I put a video up with me in my sandals and the idiots just would not stop.
Just shut up. Unless I specifically
your sandals
say,
are gonna go.
What do you think? Don't assume I want your opinion.
Yeah.
And that goes for people in the street. That goes for my family. That goes for you guys.
Actually, assume I don't want your opinion. That's what you should assume on the don't want.
Unless.
And very gingerly ask, would you like a little bit, just a tiny bit of opinion?
Don't even gingerly ask. Just piss off. Unless your opinion is saying I'm young and pretty and smart and good. If your opinion is you look amazing.
Yeah.
Did you? What's your secret? Are you 25?
Sure.
If that's your opinion, oh, please have it. Oh,
yes.
My God, put it on a T-shirt. Write me a letter. But if it is a negative opinion, keep that shit to yourself. No one needs it in their life.
I'd imagine the comments page of your Facebook post is now going to change slightly.
I'm going to block everyone. Everyone's going to get blocked. It'll be a mass blocking today.
The whole blocking.
What do you think of my hair?
Hey,
what do you think of it?
What's happened? Why'd you put me on the spot?
What do you think of it?
I didn't go near
the comment
section.
I'm asking you. I'm asking for your comment.
I'm walking out of the room.
Please leave a comment. Now I assume you don't like it.
I think it's great. It's an abrupt change from brunette to blonde.
Yeah.
But it's not platinum. It's not. Subtle.
No, let's talk the blonde through. You look like you grew up in Queensland and potentially it happened naturally.
Hmm. Oh, thank you. Amazing.
I got something for you, mate. And you know when it's relegated to 6:10 in the morning, it's pretty good.
What have you got?
Here we are.
Says Harley Rave.
Yeah, they always put that when they don't want you to know what it is.
Okay.
Which is always a big green light for something that you're not meant to know what it is when it doesn't say what it is, isn't it? Oh, it doesn't say what it is. Must be something I'm not meant to know about.
What is
I want to know about it.
What have I done?
You haven't done anything.
Oh, good.
You may not have heard of it. You may not have tasted it, but there's a beer out there that uses vagina yeast as the key ingredient. Bing, bada, bing, bing. That's what we're talking about. Yoni beer is brewed using lactic acid bacteria from the private parts of supermodels. Oh, are they supermodels, are they?
Hang on a minute.
You sure it's not Cheryl from accounting?
Are you sure it's not some 68-year-old yeast factory? He's just wearing a lycra all the time, just walking around in the heat, really harvesting that stuff?
Definitely.
Oh,
it's a mum of six just working in a veggie patch and she just takes on some used tights. Hey, brew a beer on that, mate. And now the creator of the drink, which promises to capture the essence of femininity or ferminity.
Has
revealed the secrets behind his recipe. There's no secret, mate. You're filthy.
Why is the yeast, why is the virgin yeast of a supermodel better than my yeast? Like, what? Why? I mean,
I don't want to be drawn into that discussion.
I want yeast equality.
You know, the truth is it's not better, and any idiot that buys this because he thinks he's drinking the essence of a beautiful woman, it would work. There's a beer that's brewed on the yeast that's collected in a man's beard. Like, all you need. I've drank beer down in Tasmania that's just open fermented. So they just leave the vat open and it grabs the yeast from the air. When you make sourdough at home, you start your own yeast cultures from the air in your environment.
Yeast.
Yeast all around us.
You're trying to make yeast romantic with your beard and your vats and your beer, but it's still yeast.
This guy, his name's Wojtek Man. That's really hard to say. Wojtek is his first name.
Wojtek
Man. And his last name is Man. Excellent. He's quoted as saying, I did not choose the beer. It chose me.
Oh,
really?
Yes.
Quit it.
Is he serious?
Well, the funny thing is so Ben sent this through to me last night and we were trying to click on the links and it's not really working today. I think they must have pulled it down, but I think this guy was trying to get a crowdfunder to fund the beer.
So he doesn't have the yeast samples from the beautiful supermodels?
No, he's got to get the money to go get the yeast samples. But he wanted $150,000 to make this beer. It seems
a
lot.
Bargain.
It seems a lot. Or yeah. he only got $1,000. 59 creeps.
When I was a kid, my parents really didn't know what I was doing or where I was most of the time.
Sure.
Same with you?
Yeah.
As a kid, in the 80s, if you had a baby boomer as a parent, they were too busy sending you down the street to get smokes and then you would disappear for the rest of the day.
The Reverend wasn't sending me around to get smokes.
Of course not.
But they're very much, there was four of us. So I think that's what you did too back then is you just had a whole tribe.
Yes.
And you just went, off you go. See you later.
Get on your bikes, come home when the street lights come on, right?
That's exactly what. Same. We had to come home. Yep.
And if my mum wanted to contact me, there was a payphone at the end of our street that I would always zoom past on my bike. And if I happened, she would ring the payphone number. And if I happened to be riding past at the right time, she'd be able to catch me. Otherwise, that was it.
But, or somebody else's mum.
Yeah. And so now, though, if you're a parent, there is increasing ways to stalk your children. This is the thing.
Yes.
You can stalk your children. We are one step away from microchipping our children. We microchip our dogs.
Yes.
But I want to talk to you about a new baby monitor. Yeah.
If anyone gets the opportunity to microchip their child, don't do that.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
There needs to be, this is what I want to talk about.
Don't register them on any kind of thing.
No, don't. Yes. Kids need privacy.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like, all the dodgy shit I used to get up to, like, just even stuff like picking your nose, you know, he's touching bits. Smelling stuff, eating things.
Teenage boys.
Yeah, you know. And
you don't want to look into that
world. That is a musky mystery in the corner that most. But now there's this new baby monitor, and there's just baby monitors used to be dodgy walkie talkies that would sometimes turn on in the middle of the night. Yeah. You know, it was like.
Yes.
But now.
You thought that your child was possessed by Darth Vader. You're like, I've got to get in there.
But now there's baby monitors, and I saw this, and a friend of mine posted it. She was out to dinner, and she was able to see her child in the car at home, half an hour away, and talk to the child while she was sitting at dinner with her husband. But I get you want your kid to be safe, but do we need CCTV footage in cots?
No.
I don't think we do.
No, we don't.
I'm out of touch.
No, you're not out of touch. It's ridiculous.
But babies need privacy too.
You know what? It's not even about the baby's privacy. It's about the mum and the dad.
Relaxing.
Go out to dinner.
I know.
It's okay.
Well, have a
the
moment.
The child will be fine. Have a moment.
I mean, imagine just there's two parents sitting at dinner, both just going, good night into their phone. I just want to go over and slap their phones out of their hands.
Because when does it stop? Do you just keep filming them? Because I tell you what, when that kid is a teenager, you're just like, oh, don't put that in there. Get that out of there.
I know. Why are you touching that again? No.
I can see you, Daryl.
Oh, that's what that sock's for, mate. Oh,
that'll
God.
Get stuck.
Thought you were wiping your nose.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
Well, we are only a week off R&B Fridays Live 2017. It's massive.
Correct.
It's so huge. And we have just released some last minute tickets, you guys. Ooh. Now, it sold out very quickly the Friday night. Thursday night, still a couple tickets left. We're talking Craig David, Neo, Sean Paul. So it's big. Kelly Rowland, like you've basically got Beyonce on stage, mate. Like
massive.
She could call Beyonce at any time during that performance.
Could she?
Yes. I'm going to try and steal her phone. I'm not going to steal your phone, Kelly Rowland. tickets on sale now from Ticket Tech, but we have two to give away right now for the best caller on 131060s. Today's What's the Superior? And if anyone rings up and says my voice, I'll be very upset. You like that, did you, dickhead?
Say what the superior is.
What's a superior? Annoying noise.
Your voice.
Sucked in. You stuck with me for at least another year.
This is a trigger warning too to people.
It's a trigger warning.
May be annoyed at noises.
Dude, I was just telling you off air. I'm self-diagnosing myself with a disease called misophonia. Because ever since I was a little kid, if I hear certain noises, I go to 10 on the anger scale. Like, I'll go straight there. If I could punch the person without getting in trouble. The first noise that ever got to me was chewing. I can't.
Why would they play it?
Okay, stop.
Great radio.
Good
morning, Sydney. I hope you're having a good time in your car.
I cannot do the chewing. I get so angry. I've dumped boyfriends over loud chewing.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Seems irrational.
Some may say there were other problems in the relationship.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. How about a shovel on concrete?
Oh!
You know that? That guy doesn't know what he's doing. Just cocking around.
I know that. I know that. Exactly what you're talking about.
The actual worst noise, though, is anybody else's baby on a plane. I don't even care if it's crying. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to smell it. Anybody else's baby on a plane is the worst thing ever. My baby on a plane, the best. My baby's coming with me. It's wonderful.
My baby.
Your baby on a plane. Do it.
My baby's crying like a symphony. Yeah. Another one for me. It's tapping.
Tapping. Tap.
Any tapping.
Tap.
Just tap it in. Tap out. And my dad used to sit at the dinner table and play drums with his two fingers. These ones here.
Yeah.
And I'd sit there and just go, Vincey, stop it. 131060. What's a superior annoying noise? We'll do our best to find it so we can traumatise you with it because that's what radio does.
Yeah.
Challenge us. Challenge our sound effects guy. Don't worry, I'm very good at sound effects, so perhaps I could recreate the sound.
You are Michael Winslow from Police Academy.
Thank you so much. I'm glad you said it. 131060. And also, if you'd like to come along to R&B Fridays Live, it's only a week away. You want those tickets? Call now.
Aren't you tired of paying big bucks to see a movie only to find out afterwards it was kind of terrible?
If we paid to see this, we put ourselves through the movie gauntlet. So you don't have to.
I'm Darren Hayes.
I'm Anthony Armentano.
And this is a movie podcast where we pay to see movies the week that they open and then just tell you our honest opinion about them.
We sometimes go off topic.
Can dogs smile?
See.
We might sometimes be a little not safe for work.
He means we swear.
Well, sometimes a movie is so f***ing terrible.
Or f***ing awesome.
That you have to.
Isn't this a great advertisement to check out? We paid to see this.
You can listen to the show at podcast1.com.au.
Or download the Podcast One app.
What's a superior noise? Annoying noise. What's a superior noise that drives you crazy?
Yes. That's what we're talking about. You don't like a lot of things. It's basically the answer.
I think I have a disorder. No, not just being an asshole. Called misophobia. Noises take me to really emotional anger. Certain things. I can't handle hearing people chew ice. Chewing in general, but especially.
What's the name of the thing where you just make up stuff that you've got? Hypochondria.
How dare you? I have a very serious condition, misophobia.
That you just found out about 10 minutes ago.
When hearing an annoying noise can send someone into a panic, it's not something to joke about. Jared in Campbelltown, because then all the misophobias will come after us because you know what happened with the narcoleptic people last time? We upset a lot of people who have narcolepsy, and you know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that joke. Jared, hello.
Good morning. Happy hump day.
Hump day. Is it wet?
Hump. Thanks, idiot.
Day. Yes. Hump day. It's not a root day. It's a Wednesday.
Hump day.
It must be hump.
Humpy day. It's hump day.
I don't know the words. Sorry.
Neither do I.
What's the superior annoying noise, Jared?
Grinding your teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, Jesus.
What is that on there?
Oh, my God.
It's like someone trying to kill a dolphin.
There is nothing funny about killing a dolphin.
No.
But that comparison
trying to.
Excellent. Crystal in Parramatta. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Yours is niche and I enjoy it.
Oh, do you? Mm. Oh, okay.
What is it?
So my superior annoying noise is the sound of smiling.
You
know when you're taking a photo with someone and you can just hear their smile, you can't even see it, and it's just that bubbling, crackling saliva noise. It's disgusting.
You're dead on the inside and I'm here for it. I'm here for it, Crystal.
You know what, Crystal?
Well, I can hear you'll ever see.
I can hear you're smiling right now, mate.
I hate the sound of joy. Stop it. Stop enjoying your life. How dare you?
Children gooing makes me sick.
I hate the sound of love. No, don't you be in love. I love that. When Crystal came up, I said yes.
The sound of a smile. I know what she's talking about, though.
This one. Wait.
Yeah,
that sound. Yeah. Yeah. James in Paramount. Get control of your saliva if you're making a noise when you smile too. Seriously, get involved with your mouth. Talk to your mouth. Figure out when you're swallowing and then smile.
You need to masticate more.
James in Paramount. Hi, James.
How are you?
Good, babes. What's the superior annoying noise?
You know, like a mosquito when you're trying to sleep. You know, you're just laying down and that's the one.
Don't you feel like they wait until you're laying down to come fly near your head? Like they actually sit on the side like little dickheads, wait for you to lie down, James, and then they attack your face.
Here he comes.
And then you turn the light on and you sit up like, where is he?
Yeah.
And you look around and you know where they always are. They're always in the corner.
Yep.
Always. And then you spray the room and you gas everyone in the room. And then you lay back down and there it is again around you.
And then you get back to making your big vat of meth.
So
it's a Breaking Bad reference. It was a Breaking Bad reference. Walter White was trying to kill a fly for a whole episode, and then he got the baking his meth.
Oh, good. I'm glad you explained that. Thank you.
Yeah, needed explaining, didn't it?
It really did, because I was like, what are you doing in your spare time, mate? Doesn't radio pay enough? Rachel in Plumpton, hello.
Good morning.
Oh, my husband does this every morning.
Just wanted to say, Em, that condition that you're talking about, my twin sister actually has that.
Tell me, yes.
And yet, when you chew near her, oh my God, she just loses her mind. Yep. She cannot cope with it at all. Uh-huh. So, yeah, I do feel you.
Thank you. Thank you, Rachel. Now, what's the superior annoying noise?
For me, it has to be sniffling, like not just sniffling, but like leaving it long enough to the point where you need to hock the biggest bully into the back of your throat.
You don't even have to press play on that, Ben. I can do this.
Don't do it.
Got it.
But not only that, then they swallow. You're like, not even going to spit it out. No, we're going to recycle it and do it all over again.
Do you know?
I love you, Rachel. Such
do you know
passion.
That swallowing your snot can actually make you better because it's full of bacteria that can heal you?
Anyway. Can you not tell my husband that ever? Ever. He's a mucusy snow. He's a snotty McSnotterson. And every morning,
picking your nose and eating it is actually good for your health, kids.
Oh, that's okay. Of course. What else are you going to do with the snot? Of course, you're going to eat it. What is he going to do with it? You're going to pick your nose and wipe it on something?
Did you just hear yourself, like, in the space of a millisecond, switch exactly what you were saying?
No.
Don't swallow your snot.
No, that's different. Runny snot and hard snot is different.
Yeah.
I'm eating snot out of convenience, not because it's good for me, but the runny snot you can spit out. But if you pick a good one out of your nose, of course you're going to eat it. Let's all tell the truth as adults.
Well, anyway, you're saying both of those things can actually make you better.
Shut up. Kelly in Windsor.
Hey, guys.
What? Hey,
this is amazing. You are also dead on the inside. Okay. What's a superior annoying noise, Kelly in Windsor?
Oh, it's my dad's breathing.
Brilliant.
I can't watch TV with him. Like, I try. I feel really bad. I try, and then I try and ignore it, and then all of a sudden I'll just go from 0 to 100, snap, crack it, and walk out. And his poor guy's just sitting there going, what's wrong with you?
The poor guy's just trying to breathe.
Can I ask you a question? Is he a mouth breather?
I think so, because it sounds like there's something at the back of his throat knocking or something. It's like it drives me nuts.
You need to encourage him to breathe through his nose. It's actually really important.
Some people can't. Like, do you know that Scott tapes his mouth up at night so to encourage nose breathing?
Yeah, you need nose breathing.
It's not good for romance, but yeah, it's good for his breathing. I mean, he just lays in bed in compression bandages and tapes his mouth up like some kind of seal. And I'm laying there like, come on, mate. Who are we going to get
to? Your house is weird.
Yeah. Oh, really? We just figured that out, mate. The whole thing's a weird, but it works.
Picture that guy eating as quietly as possible, not sniffing his nose and taping his head up just to go to bed.
A lot of things annoy me, that's fair. A lot of yeah, but a lot of things annoy you, idiot. Don't pretend like you're Miss Florence Nightingale.
Mate, everything
pisses you off.
Yeah, right.
Do you know my daughter said? My daughter says that you just endure me. You don't even agree with me.
Which daughter said that?
Marcella.
She's a smart kid, that one. That was not related to what she said. Obviously, she's wrong. Marcella, Jesus, mate.
The M. Rassiano radio show. That's it.
Oh, no, there's going to be a winner.
Nah. Who's going to win? Who do we want to give it to? The smile or the breathing? Because I enjoy both of those. Jay says not to give away tickets. We don't have the tickets.
Give them one each. They've got to find each other.
The two
sniff each other
can
out.
Go together. Crystal and Parramatta, you get it.
Well done, mate.
You're going to R&B Fridays Live, which is only a week away. Enjoy that.
Thank you, I definitely will. I'll talk to Kelly Rowland for you, by the way.
Oh, my God, don't worry. I'm going to be there on the Thursday night. So
oh, sweet.
I'll be stalking her big time. I mean, no, I won't. Coming up next, Alpha Bucks.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oh, hello.
Have you researched the questions? Have you looked into it, Quizmaster?
I have.
And how are you feeling?
Yeah, they're all right.
All right.
If you're the right person and you're quick, you'll get it.
Oh, let's find out if we have that person. Janine. Hello, Janine.
Hello, how are you this morning?
You sound like you need to calm the hell down.
Oh, I do. I really do.
I say that with love, babes, but you know, you've just got to keep it really, really just little so you don't get overexcited.
Okay. All right.
But you also have to go quick, so you've got to get your heart rate up.
Mm. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
Yeah, righto.
All right, babes. All right,
your
Janine.
Your letter today, Janine, is P. P. You have 30 seconds after I finish the first question. 10 questions and you've got $10,000. You've got to take your first answer and you can only use an answer once. Janine, are you ready?
Yep. Yes, I am ready.
Okay, Joel, good luck.
Your letter is P. Here we go. P for pop, not B, because it sounded like that. I get worried about my speed. Anyway, I'm going to get started. All right.
Okay.
Name a cocktail.
Pina colada.
An NRL team.
Kenrith.
A herb.
Pepper.
A Simpsons character.
Pass.
A fruit.
Pineapple.
A magazine.
People.
A store.
Pass.
An insect.
Pass.
Oh, you're going well.
So you were good. I mean, you came out strong.
Yeah, you came out very strong. Yeah. And the wheels
I did
out.
Okay.
Yeah.
$400.
$400.
Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
No worries, mate.
It's all right, mate. Enjoy that. Okay, well, we'll do that again at 8 o'clock.
That was good, wasn't it? Name a Simpsons character.
Patty.
Yeah.
Principal Skinner. I mean, but for me, that's my specialty topic. Do you ever think about that? Like, if you've got on a quiz show, you've got to pick your specialty topic.
Yeah.
The one thing you're an expert at. What would yours be? Well, mine would be The Simpsons, 100%.
I don't have anything.
Yes, you do. Seinfeld? You know all about Seinfeld.
No, I don't know.
The show?
I don't remember details like that. I know a disproportionate amount about the Bible, so.
Oh, that'd be good. Oh, what's your special topic? But the Bible? He's not going on a watch list at all.
Yeah, that's but normally it's also like, I'll check it with Dad.
Your dad's been posting a lot of good stuff on Facebook lately.
Oh, he knows what he's doing.
I love following your dad on Facebook, Peter Breen.
He's the personal best.
The PB. You want to talk about a thing.
Hair. Look, I got handed a voucher. A lot of people handing things out when you're walking around. Just, here, do you want one of these? Do you want one of these? I'm always nut.
I never remember to have the vouchers on me at the right time.
No, you never remember vouchers.
Never.
Anyway, but there's always some poor schmuck that's been paid to stand on a corner and put something in your hand. And yesterday they got me at a moment where I'm like, oh, I'll have that.
Oh, no, you took a voucher?
I took a voucher.
Oh,
I was just walking. I was like, yeah, give us it. And then I read it, and it was from a major hairdresser's chain. It was from. What's funny about it?
There's only about two, but yeah, I wonder who.
Won't talk about it. Anyway, there was a voucher for a men's haircut, and it said.
Are you reading off the voucher now? Show me it.
No, I'm not reading.
Oh, okay. I thought you were reading.
I'm actually looking at a blank piece of paper.
You are too. Look at that. Okay.
The voucher says, bring this voucher in for your next haircut for $25 off. And I went, pardon?
Well, that's a good deal.
$25 off. Are you giving me $7 when I walk through the door, are you? Because my barber's is $18. How is it $25 off?
Joel, that would be amazing for me. Like, my haircut is the same as yours, but I've got to pay triple.
Yeah, well, that's ridiculous.
Your
haircut's literally the same as
mine.
It's
exactly the same. Your headshot difference every time I go. I've even gone blonde just to be more like you. The mustache is next. But $25 off to me, I mean, is a good deal.
Your gender is literally the only reason that you are charged more money for your haircut.
I know. It's disgusting.
Hey, hairdressers, if you're listening, we know. We know.
Oh, guess what? Yesterday.
What did you find out?
Oh, I went to the hairdressers yesterday, right? And this guy, he's left the Hairdressers Alliance. So he's broken out because he's...
Is there a Hairdressers Alliance?
There's like the Magician's Alliance. There's like the Hairdressers Alliance, right? And the things that hairdressers get up to. He told me some horror stories. Like when they hire other hairdressers, 13-10-60 if you're a hairdresser with hairdressing secrets, right? Because...
And explain yourself of why a woman's hair is so expensive.
But that too. But listen to what they do,
money
right?
Grabbing.
So there's a big hairdressing chain also that when they hire hairdressers, a level 3 hairdresser will come in, right? I made that up. I don't know what the levels are. And they'll go, oh, we don't have... And they're a really successful salon. We don't have any level 3 hairdressing spots available, but we do have a level 2, if you're willing to, which means they get paid less.
Oh.
So they take the job and then they get put on a really bad roster, right? And then they're there for 3 months and they come and complain and then they've got varying levels of rosters and they go, I want a pay rise. And then the company goes, oh, no, we can't give you a pay rise, but we can put you on a better roster. So dodgy.
Evil.
And they do that for like, they string hairdressers out and then the hairdresser comes back and complains. They go, we'll give you an all expenses paid trip to Vidalsa soon in London. But that costs them nothing because they've got a bazillion points because everything gets bought on credit cards.
Yes.
And they can claim it on tax and that shuts the hairdresser up for another year.
Because they got to go overseas.
They got to go overseas. So I was like, I was sitting there.
So slave labour.
Listening to the dark secrets of the underbelly of the hairdressing world.
And they're charging you 4 times what they're charging me to cut hair.
I know. I don't understand. If there's any deep throats, any hairdressers out there who want to give...
What do you call them, deep throats?
You know deep throat?
I do know deep throat.
No.
But I don't know why you're calling hairdressers
deep
throat.
Isn't that the famous, like, whistleblowing
yes, it's
name?
It's a famous...
No, it's not a manoeuvre. It's like, isn't that what they call people who blow the whistle on things, deep throats?
Do they?
Yes. Maybe. Oh, shut up. That's a thing. Deep throat. It's like, oh, deep throat. And they wear trench coats with hats. I call them deep throat. And they change their voice on the phone.
It was a pseudonym given to a secret informant who provided information in the Watergate scandal.
Yes. It's not a porno.
It's also a 1972 porn film.
Probably more famous is the 1972 film.
No!
It's the same year. Yeah. 72.
From Melbourne's mean streets.
You could say this was the murder we missed.
A story you'll have to hear to believe.
He said he was a 200-year-old vampire.
Why was Shane Chakra's abbot gunned down before giving evidence?
Two men shot him down. It's a mystery within a mystery within a mystery.
Listen now to this untold true crime story from Adam Shand. The Trials of the Vampire at podcast1.com.au or download the app.
You know when sometimes your kids just say something, it's so magic. You're like, oh, that's made me feel less sad in general. Yeah. I had a moment with my youngest daughter, Odette. We were walking and where we live, magpie swooping. I mean, magpies are in full swoop season at the moment. It's hectic.
Yeah.
They are dive bombing anyone who's walking anywhere near a nest.
I get so paranoid about it.
Have you ever been swooped?
Yeah, heaps. I've been nicked.
Yeah, I've been nicked.
Drew blood off my ear.
It got so bad when I was a kid. When I was telling this story this morning, I realised how sad it is. Not the bit about Odette, the bit about my mum, it got so bad, made my sister and I walk to school with ice cream containers with eyes drawn on the back on our heads.
Yep. We did that.
Walking around like Lego men. And at the time, I was just thinking, why is everyone being so mean to me? And I look back and think, if I saw a kid walking down the street with an ice cream container on her head with eyes on the back, I'd probably throw stuff at her too.
Absolutely. And you'd be right.
You'd be right too. But we were walking along and we were watching the magpies kind of dive on in front of us. And Odie said to me, magpies don't swoop me. And I said, don't they? She said, no, and I know why. And I said, oh, why? She said, well, last week at school, there was a magpie in a fight with a crow. And the crow, yeah, they were fighting on the front lawn. Yeah. And she said the crow was, like, winning because the crow was big and it was pecking at its head and the magpie was lying down on the ground. So I went up and I shooed the crow away and the magpie got up and it looked at me and then it flew off. And she said, and it told all the other magpies that I'm a magpie saver. And so now I'm like the queen of the magpies and all the magpies know to keep me safe because I saved their lives. And she said all this to me and I said, oh, my God, I love you so much. Yes.
She's an exceptional person.
That is exactly why the magpies are
I
not swooping you.
I sincerely hope that she's in her life never, ever swooped and believes that for the rest of
her
life.
She doesn't get swooped. And then a magpie got trapped, well, a little minor bird, got trapped in our house on holiday. And I'll put there's a video up. And Odie just, it was flying around, flapping around, flapping around. And Odie just went up calmly. I'll put the video on our Instagram. And she put a broom up to it and the bird stopped flapping. Hardly, not a word of a lie. It looked at its queen. It stepped on the broom and stood very still, smiling at her with its beak. And she just gently put it out the door and it flew away. And she said, see? I said, oh, no, babes. But do you know what I found out? Magpies do recognise faces.
Do you know, I'm also a magpie whisperer. Maybe Odette and I are cut from the same cloth.
Are you a magpie whisperer?
Yeah, we talked about it. Our magpie just flew in the house and then started dancing to the music.
No, you've never told me
right
that story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Where was I?
You were on the seat opposite.
Was I unconscious? Tell me that story again because I don't recall it.
It was when I was a younger boy, early teen, about Odette's age. Yes. A magpie flew to the window of our house and stood on the windowsill, and I was like, oh, g'day, mate, what are you doing? And then flew inside, started warbling and tapping its foot along to the music, and then I lay down and just walked over and gave him a little kiss on the mouth. I got photos of it. I asked my dad to send photos, and he sent them through.
Can we put that up on Instagram
sure,
as well?
Sure, you can find them. Yeah, you can see me as a little fat teenager as well.
Yay! There's a win on every level there. That's so great.
13 10 60 at the ready, Sydney. Keen to hear if you're overpaid for your job. I did a job yesterday.
Why are people going to admit to being overpaid for their job?
Well, this is what happened, right?
I mean, I'll put my hand up right now.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I'm very overpaid. And also, not paid nearly enough.
No, so, and also, know. Watch me double it if our ratings go anywhere near upwards.
Oh,
too.
Yeah, mate. I'll make some real unfair
demands.
I know
what the other guys make in this market. They got us at a steal.
Yeah, I know what our competitors on.
We're last.
We are. I turned up for a job yesterday. I won't say who the client was, but I turned up and walked into a studio. They just needed me to say a couple of things. They had sent me a script. And multiple
times. It's
cute
times, when they send scripts to us, isn't it? Like we're going to.
Well, multiple times on this, on these emails and as a heading for the script, everywhere it said, we do not want Harley to stick to this. So I was like, immediately, I'm like, well, I'm not reading it then. if you said I don't have to stick to it, I'm not even bother reading it because you're just admitting that it's crap and I'm just going to have to ad lib when I get in there is what I was doing.
Win-win.
Right, I turned up and I was honest with the client. I said, listen, I didn't even read that. What do you want me to say? And they said, we just need this said, and this. There was three things that I had to hit.
Mm.
And I was like, yeah, cool, that's not a problem. Are we rolling? And I'm like, yeah, okay, boom, and did it. And the client,
you're a professional.
She looked at the person filming and she went, that's amazing. And I was like, what? And she was like, that was really good. And she was so shocked by how good it was. I was nearly left trying to justify my existence and my pay. Like, I was.
You're just a professional. You're H brain. You're H dog. You get in, you get it done. First go. You're
one take
brain.
That's exactly right. And I just did it. And then she was like, that was so good. So then I went, I found myself sticking around with my horrible Protestant work ethic that my mother put in me, is going, oh, I can do more. And so I gave them another 10 minutes because they had allocated to film this 3 hours. And I literally got it done in 30 seconds.
But that's why do people get surprised when you and I can do our job? We shot a thing for telly last week, or week before, for the TV show, and they had allocated like 5 hours.
Yes.
And you and I did it in like 35 minutes, and they're all looking at us like, you guys aren't even actors. We're like, yeah, but we talk for a living.
Yeah, we're talkers.
Why are you surprised?
Well, when are you, do you want us to talk now? Okay, I'm doing it.
So you felt you were overpaid for the 10 minutes of work you did?
I was definitely overpaid. But I found myself trying to create more work. And then in the end, I just went, you know what? Let's all have an early mark. See you later. You've got what you need. I've got what I need. I'm out of here.
13, 10, 60. I mean, let's see if we get some calls. Are you overpaid for your job?
Yeah. Do you feel like at your job, you do your job and you're just waiting for someone looking over your shoulder going, you get paid too much for that. That was easy.
Or do you just think, you know.
But it's not your fault that you're brilliant.
Maybe there are people who just, bludge and can't believe they get paid.
Yes.
I'll put my hand up again. We'll see if we get any calls. If we don't, we'll talk about something else because that's what we do. We talk.
That's what we do. Turn the mics on.
13, 10, 60. Harley wants to know, are you willing to admit that you are paid way too much for the job that you do?
Yeah, on the back of, I did a job yesterday and I admitted the fact that somebody else was doing the job I was doing yesterday as well, but they're not in my area of expertise, as in they're not a public speaker. They don't talk. And so the person worked harder for them to...
Than you did.
Yes.
You took 10 minutes, he took 3 hours.
That's correct.
Yes.
And so they were very amazed. They were like, oh, my God, that was incredible. I'm like, yeah, well, that's what you wanted, wasn't it? Did I do it? Good, give me the money.
This whole rave is just basically saying, how good was I in maths? Like,
yes, exactly.
How funny was I in really maths today, maths. You guys?
But it's like, if you do a job really easily, you should be paid for it.
No, you should. That's like, that's a set. You shouldn't assume because you're good at something it's easy. A lot of people think what we do is hard.
Yeah, which I think is fun.
It's not hard. 13, 10, 60. Are you paid too much for your job? Yes, Megan.
Hello.
Hello, Megan. How are you?
Hi. Good, thank you. How are you?
You're very good. Are you ringing up to tell us you paid too much?
Yes, I am. So,
great. What do you do?
I work in a car dealership in the service department. So I sit there all day on my phone on Facebook while serving customers that come in. So I get like one customer every 2 hours.
Wow. What car, do you want to name your
car? No, she does not want to name it.
No, because I like this job.
Oh, yeah. What's your boss's name?
Yeah, you don't want to give him a plug, say you're busy, your mate?
No, not really. So, I get paid $26 an hour.
To sit on your Facebook
page?
Sit on Facebook, yeah.
And what's your quickly click out go-to page when you're about to get busted being on Facebook? What have you got up ready to go?
Our the company that I work for. So like Ford. So I work for Ford. So I just click on
not for much longer, Megan.
Quickly. So Megan's there, her boss is coming, she just clicks on the homepage and the boss is like, gee, Megan is on the homepage a lot.
Yeah, probably. Like, what does this chick do? Yeah.
She's so on brand.
I love that we went from, oh no, I'm not mentioning it to I work for Ford. Perfect. David in Bondi, willing to admit he's paid too much for his job.
Hey guys, how are you this morning?
What do you do? What do you do?
I'm a real estate agent. I live in Bondi.
Pay too much.
Eastern suburbs, so you can understand the housing market in Sydney is actually quite buoyant at the moment. So I basically spend my days looking at beautiful houses. Yes. And people, when they're in Sydney, they already know that they want to buy a house. So I basically get paid quite a substantial commission by just showing people really pretty houses.
David, are you really cavalier now? You don't even care because you know you're going to sell it? Like, do you know you're going to have 5 other buyers lined up in Bondi?
100%. 100%.
I
literally go, here it is. Like, do you want it or not? Because I've got like 16 other people that are just like waiting outside to come on in.
I hate you. Everyone hates you so much, David. You are so hated. David, are you willing to, you don't have to answer this question, but I'm really interested to know the answer. You don't have to. If you sell a place in Bondi, like what's the average house you're selling? How much?
$5 to $6 million.
Okay, so if you sell a $6 million house in Bondi, what commission do you make?
About 10%.
You make that?
I make that because I work for myself.
That, David, is, you are living the dream, son. You are living your best life.
David, let's hang out, mate.
David, how many houses do you sell a year?
Probably about 25 to 35 houses.
Oh, Joel, okay, let's, have right. let's have a rosé. Let's have a rosé. The Starvo, Dave.
Dave's
that sounds great.
Paid too much.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for your candor, David. I had no idea they make that much.
Yeah. Well, David does.
10% of 6 million 22 times a year.
I've met real estate agents. They don't all make that much.
No, but that's really good.
Yeah,
David does.
I'm
yeah, David
does well. Business. Sam and DY, hello.
Hi.
You get paid too much?
I do. Well, I used to. I used to work in hospitality, and it's like the best money I've ever made. I would earn like maybe $1,000 tax money, and I would earn probably $1,000 in tips.
Really?
And, like, yeah. And everyone kind of looks down at us as like a, you know, a kind of lower class job, but now I'm in like a normal 9-to-5 job and I'm earning like a quarter of the wage.
I would say you earn it in hospitality because you have to deal with people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, oh, my God. People are the worst.
You're not doing as many shots during the work day at this current job, I imagine.
Thanks, everyone, for your calls. Now, obviously, we're all across and aware of the horrific events that happened in Las Vegas. 59 dead, 527 injured. It is the deadliest mass shooting in modern US history. And we chose not to cover it yesterday just because, well, we didn't have anything to add to it. And
no.
It's blanket coverage. You can't go anywhere without seeing it and reading it. And you and I were also wanting to wait till more facts came out, until we knew what we were dealing with. And also, we're not experts, you and I. That's not our job.
The basic way I see these sorts of things is I'm a clown. That's my job. I know how to hit punchlines and be deliberately blue. But with stuff like this, I usually leave it to the, you know, the proper journalists, the news readers.
Yeah.
But you're right. It is everywhere.
It's everywhere. And, you know, especially I became aware of how everywhere it is. It's so bled into what's going on that my kids are starting to talk about it. And I have a 10-year-old and a 17-year-old, 16-year-old, I've just aged her. And I know this is a big issue, and it keeps coming up, that how do you talk to your kids about these type of tragedies when, you know, in days gone by, you would have shielded them from it. You just wouldn't have had the telly on. If you've got a kid under the age of 10, they don't really need to be seeing or knowing that this stuff's going on in their world yet.
Yep.
But
yep.
Now you can't shield your kids from that stuff. And, you know, I just wanted to talk a little bit about, I was reading a lot of people, you know, sending their thoughts and prayers, and it kind of made me feel a little bit cross, because that's okay. That's a fine thing to do. If praying helps you get through things and it helps you come to terms with the tragedy and it helps you get clarity and understanding, that's okay. But prayers are not what's going to help the people of America and the people of Las Vegas. They need to ban assault weapons. That's what's going to help them.
Yeah.
They need better background checks, more comprehensive background checks, and they need more regular background checks. And, you know, I was looking around and trying to figure out how we can help people. And there are gun reform groups forming now to try and take on the National Rifle Association, because, Harley, the NRA are the most powerful force in the United States.
They're the biggest lobby group in America.
Yeah.
It'd be very hard to fight against the power that they have financially.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it seems that it's very entrenched in a lot of American culture, the idea of the right to bear arms.
Well, it's their Second Amendment, and that always kind of gets trotted out. And these mass shootings are going to keep happening when civilians can access assault weapons. This is just going to keep happening. It's not going to stop until, you know, and John Howard here, we had the amnesty after Port Arthur, and as a result, a drastic drop in mass shootings in our country.
Well, none since.
None, exactly.
None. No mass shootings since 1996.
And I think, you know, I don't see how America is going to change, because when we're not trying to take away every gun, but I think if you can take out of the hands a gun that can shoot hundreds of bullets, you know, in a single squeeze, that's what we're looking at here.
And there's plenty of ways to still access firearms, by the way, even in this country. If you enjoy it, if it's a sport you're into, or go to a firing range, all sorts of ways that you can still enjoy firearms.
Yeah.
It's just that we're saying the individuals don't need to arm themselves like the military.
No, and look, exactly, and that's what they can do. I mean, this man amassed 17 guns and over 10 days bought them up in 10 suitcases into his hotel room. So, you know, with the kids, age-appropriate explanations, shield them from it as much as you can. But in terms of helping people, thoughts and prayers are great, but there needs to be more done. The time has come. And, you know, a lot of people have been making comments, and I saw some really moving footage of late-night host Jimmy Kimmel. His hometown is Las Vegas, and I think he did a really brave thing. He took on the NRA in his show last night, and we're going to play it for you now.
Well, hello, everyone. Here we are again in the aftermath of another terrible, inexplicable, shocking, and painful tragedy, this time in Las Vegas, which happens to be my hometown. Hundreds of people were wounded in what they say was the deadliest mass shooting in modern American history, coming about a year and a half after the previous. The Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, a number of other lawmakers who won't do anything about this because the NRA has their balls in a money clip, also sent their thoughts and their prayers today. Which is good. They should be praying. They should be praying for God to forgive them for letting the gun lobby run this country, because it is it's so crazy. Right now, there are loopholes in the law that let people avoid background checks if they buy a gun privately from another party, if they buy a gun online or at a gun show. I'm sorry for getting emotional. I'm not great with this kind of thing, but I just think it's important, you know? So.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
Oh, hey, Susan.
Hi, guys.
Oh, you calm that down.
I'm so friggin' excited.
You lock that down.
Are you?
You lock it down.
I'm predicting $300 for Susan.
Oh.
No, I got nine last night.
Did you?
Last night?
Yep, on the app. So I'm going to do 10.
Oh, on the app.
On the app.
Good.
Listen.
I'm backing in. I'm sorry.
But at least,
it's good.
She's talking a big game. You've just called tens. You've just walked up to bat and pointed your bat to the out. I'm home running this today. Everybody's standing.
I am ready for this, Em.
Oh, babes. If you don't. You're only going to get 100, I'm afraid.
You're saying $100.
I'm going 100. No,
I'll back you in for further than that. Your letter's quite easy, Susan. E for everything.
E. Yay.
Yep.
E for everything. She's backed herself
in.
She's going to get 10. Whoa-ho! Well, you get 30 seconds to do that after I read the first question, and we have to take your first answer, and you can only use it once. All right, Susan. Here we go. Name a fashion accessory.
Earrings.
A TV show.
Pass.
A school subject.
English.
A website.
Pass.
An emoji.
Pass.
A Disney character.
Pass.
A number.
8.
An occupation.
Pass.
A country.
England.
A movie. Oh, mate.
Nah, good.
What do we? How do we do?
How'd you go, sis?
What'd you get? 400! There you go. You proved both of us wrong. You got the sum total of both of our predictions.
At least I did that.
Oh, babes. Right. It was harder than you thought, though, didn't you? Got on the phone.
I did. I got $400. Thanks, guys.
Nah, no worries, mate.
Fine, sweetie. You did great. That's good. I love that you came out with 10. That's the kind of balls I respect. Good.
Yep.
House. Despite being partially dead on the inside and having a general disdain for all humans, I love love.
Yes.
I do love love. I'm a romantic at heart. And I found a story that really spoke to me because I spent a lot of time on public transport as a youth because we lived in the bush and I went to school in the city. So I would spend 2.5 hours a day pretty much commuting to school. And around the time I became interested in boys, you know, I would pick a boy out from another school, and I would look forward to seeing him. He would be my PT crush, my public transport crush.
Yes,
and
but never talk to him.
No. It was just, I fantasised. I'd sit there, I'd catch his eye, I'd wear my best Impulse Merrily mask, you know, I'd walk past him.
Oh, yes.
And I'd sit down and I'd play, like, soundtracks. I'd have, you know, U2, Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, and I'd be in my iMusic clip in the train looking at my crush, imagining him coming over to me. But I never did anything about it. And then I read this story that just maybe will encourage someone today on Sydney public transport to approach their PT crush. I hope that happens.
Oh, yeah.
This is a story that comes from London, and there was a lady named Zoe, and she would catch the 8:21 every morning to get to work. So she'd go from Hertfordshire to London CBD, 8:21. Mm-hmm. And she said, you get on every day and you see the same faces. You do. You get to know the people in your carriage, right?
People like to sit in the same chairs.
They do. They really do.
And what I used to do is I like to see where people like to sit, and then I'd sit in their chair
before they
got on, just to annoy them.
Amazing. She said, but one day there was this new man walking up the platform, and he was beautiful, and I thought, he looks lovely. Now, she sat in silence for a year opposite this guy, and her crush grew every single day. And she worked at a teen magazine, and she said she'd arrive at work and she'd tell everyone about him. So all her colleagues started to ask her, how was Train Man today? What was he wearing? Did he look up? Oh, yeah, Train Man. And finally, after a year, on her birthday, Zoe worked up the courage to ask him out for a drink. She walked past him, gave him a note, like she was a bit sassy, gave him a note and got off and had her email.
That's not creepy at all if a stranger just gives you a note.
It's not creepy if they're hot.
Is that the rules?
There's a rule. If you find someone attractive, it's not creepy. It's only creepy if they don't appeal to you.
I'm going to tell you, it's still creepy.
Nah, it's not.
Yeah.
As someone who was single for a long time,
consent,
if a hot guy
important.
Gives you a note, it doesn't matter.
If you're attractive, you still have to get consent.
Nah, if you're hot and I've been single for 5 years
really bad
and
messages.
You're giving me a note, in my mind, I'm picking out the wedding dress. This is happening. So he sent her an email and thanked her, but he had a girlfriend. So it was over. And then a few weeks later, gets another email. My circumstances have changed. And it would be lovely to go out for a drink. And then they had a drink. And then 3 years later, they're married. Yeah.
Well, there you go. The message I take from that is that Zoe busted up that guy's relationship.
No, or the other one was on the way out and Mark didn't have confidence in himself and he was in a bad relationship cycle, and then an attractive young lady gave him some boost. He goes, you know what? I'm a busy working mum. I deserve better than this person not giving me what I deserve. And so Zoe's like, yeah, and he got all like, yeah, no, yeah. 13 10 60.
Yes.
Did you pick up your PT crush? Or can we find out if it went wrong? Did you approach someone on public transport, try to ask them out, and it wasn't good? But I'd love to hear stories of people who got the courage up to go up to a complete stranger on the public transport and go, hey, do you want to go and rub bottoms somewhere?
Mate, I get people approaching me on public transport all the time talking about their bottoms. That's not a rare thing. Some sketchy dude.
Okay, maybe my choice of words is incorrect. I've been in a marriage for a very long time.
Has a person you don't know walked up to you on public transport?
Oh, no.
This is the answer.
No, I just want to know, maybe this isn't a thing anymore. I don't know. It was a big deal when I was a kid and being on public transport. And when I was in my early 20s and single for like 5 minutes before Scott locked me down. 13 10 60. We have tickets to R&B Fridays live to give away for our best callers. Have you picked up your public transport crush? Have you got one? Do you want to talk about it with me? Because Harley won't be interested. Or did it go horribly wrong? We're doing all things public transport crush right now. We'll take your calls next. You know, sometimes when you spend a lot of time on public transport, you have to do things to pass the time. And you decide that you're madly in love with another commuter on the train that you've never met. And then you look forward to seeing them every day. Just give yourself something to do.
Do you know what I do? I try and find the secret agents.
Oh, yeah, there's always secret agents on
transport. I look around public transport, I'm like, that's a secret agent.
I do that as well. I also look at people and try and picture what their bedrooms would look like. Like, you know, who's got a mini tramp and a cape, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I try to out-guy the guy.
Oh, yeah.
So the creepy weirdo with the alfoil hat and just three flies all over around him, I'm like, can I be weirder than that guy?
I love that challenge. Okay, great. But right now we're talking about a lady in London who sat on a train for 1 year opposite someone and crushed massively hard and finally decided after a year to act on it. She wrote him a note. He said, no, thank you, and then came back a few weeks later and said, actually, I would like to go out on a date. And now they're married and happy and in love.
That's amazing.
It's an amazing story. And so we wanted on 13 10 60. Did you pick up your PT crush? Have you got one? Did it go wrong? You know, just generally things about love on public transport. Just that kind of vibe with the phoner today. Thanks. Alison. Hi, Alison.
Hello.
Now, this, tell me, I'm sitting down with my listening ears on. I'm crossing my legs. Tell me. A love story. Tell me.
This is a bit of that they missed their opportunity, to be honest. So my brother-in-law, he had a train crush. I'd say 2 years that train crush was there.
2 year train crush?
Yeah. So when I got a job in the city, I sort of said where I was working. He goes, oh, my God, that's the same building as my train crush.
so described her to me, and I went, oh, okay, well, I guess I'll keep an eye out then. And then day one, first person I met coming towards me was this beautiful girl, and I went, that has to be her. Yes. Sure enough, it was his train crush. Has become my best friend since.
And?
Tried desperately to hook them up.
Yes.
The night that was all meant to happen, she got really unwell, had to leave the party early. He met and hooked up with one of my other colleagues. They are now married.
I love that story so much.
And his train crush is still my best friend to this day. So yes. He still now has to see her at all parties, functions and everything.
So
this
does his
woman
wife.
He was in love with for 2 years.
And also tell your brother to steady on picking up the people you work with as well, mate.
Calm down.
Yeah, well.
Is this your husband's brother? Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
So, Alison, does his wife know that he had a crush on your best friend?
I do believe so. I don't think it was any secret. Obviously, it was news to my best friend. Well, it's my best friend.
Yes.
But because I'd sort of said to her, oh, you know, this will be my party. It'll be a great opportunity to meet. And, you know, he's really, you know, he's admired you from afar. I didn't want to say he stared at you for 2 years. but admired you from afar for so long. And she was like, she was quite keen for it. Oh, yeah, you know, that sounds great. Your husband's lovely. And then she went home quite sick and
not meant to
the
be.
Way the party unfolded. No, not meant to be. But I mean, they're both in happily married relationships now.
Sure.
But it's kind of, it's like a sliding doors
it's
moment.
It's sliding doors. I was just going to say that. Totally reminds me of sliding doors. Thank you, Alison. Jeez, that'd be interesting. An interesting
that film did very well, Sliding Doors.
Yeah.
I think disproportionately to its actual quality.
All right, Margaret and David, thank you.
I am both Margaret and David.
Samantha on the Central Coast, hello.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Now, very tell good, me, if you've got a great one, go.
I do. Yes. I do. Yes. What happened, my boss changed my hours and I was commuting from the Central Coast to the city every day and I was really cranky because it was going to mean I was getting home later every night. Anyway, first day of my new hours, I hop on the 542 out of Sydney, last seat, last carriage. And at Strathfield, this guy got on, sat down. The springs in the seat next to me were broken, so we just started chatting. Anyway, met every day for the next week. I went to his house for dinner the following Saturday night and haven't been home, and we've been married 25 years in April next year.
Oh!
Samantha! Very good.
Really cool.
Samantha, you get to go to R&B Fridays Live next week. You get the tickets. You
good
take
on you,
those. Thank you so much.
All right. Today, FM and Frontier Touring presenting. So exciting. Tickets on sale at Ticketek.
Awesome.
You are going, and are you going to bring the love of your life?
I will indeed, yep.
Amazing. So, yep. That's such a good story. So, oh, Samantha. So you knew after a week, that was it?
A week, yep.
That's amazing.
Just amazing.
Good on you, Sam.
And then to still be, you know, here we are 28 years later.
All because of public transport. There you go.
Or because of, but you know what? I never told my boss that that's where I met him because I was still cranky with her because I was still getting home really late.
On the bloody 542. She was on the 542. Yeah. Thanks, Samantha. Thanks, everyone, for your calls. So today, I'm going to a very important luncheon.
Oh, yes. What's
you know what's
the
important
lunch
when they say, no.
Sustenance.
It's not a lunch. It's a luncheon.
A luncheon.
A luncheon. You know, it's important when they put an on the end of lunch.
Like luncheon meat.
Yes, luncheon. Well, it's for the Women of the Future Awards.
Yeah,
it's really
yes.
Exciting.
Quite. Women of the Future? Is there some sort of sci-fi convention you're going
to? Well, that's what initially I thought, do I dress up? Is this a cosplay situation? But no. It's really impressive. The girls who have been nominated are genuinely, like, at first I was like, oh, these influencers, are these like people who Instagram model? And then they're like, no, these are girls who are starting charities and opening businesses and making a difference in the world. So it's with Qantas and Women's Weekly. Yeah, it's amazing. And Quinton Bryce is the chair of it, our former Governor General, the Queen of Colour Coordinating, who I love. So she's going to be there and I'm definitely going to go and talk to her because I'm best friends with her daughter, Chloe Shorten.
Yes.
We're best friends.
Because she came on the show once. Friends.
Chloe and I correspond in handwritten letters, I'll have you know. She's my pen pal. Sorry.
Handwritten letters.
Yep.
Nice.
We do. There's been three cards and we wrote it in pen, so that's handwritten.
So not
she sent me a card. She sent me a card. I sent her a card back. She sent me a card. I can send her. And she's my friend. And so I'm going to go talk to her mum and go, hey, I'm besties with your daughter. That's my in. Are you okay? Yep. That'll be good. Yep. So I'm going to record it too.
Sure. And if you walk up to Quinn with a camera and start with, I'm besties with your daughter, I don't imagine anyone's going to be signaled to come over.
This is going
to
be great. This is going to be great. And I'm wearing this bright pink suit. You should see it. It's going to be Quinton and I are going to match, I'm hoping. And Julie Bishop was one of the judges. Like, it's really cool. I'm very excited to meet all these young girls. So we'll talk about it tomorrow.
The Em Rusciano Radio Show.
With Holly Bree.